Alan McGlynn serves on the Florida Chamber's Board of Directors and as the Tallahassee Regional Board Chair. Alan is counsel within the Corporate Law Department of State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company. Alan, one issue that is negatively affecting Florida homeowners is the assignment of benefits. Would you explain the issue for our listeners?
Sure. Assignment of benefits, or AOB as it's called, that refers to a process whereby a provider of services asks an insurance policyholder to sign over the benefits of their policy to that provider as part of the insurance claim process. Now, ostensibly, that's done for the convenience of both the policyholder and the vendor, in that the vendor doesn't have to keep interacting with the policyholder during the part of the claims process where they seek reimbursement or payment from the policyholder's insurance company. In and of itself, that wouldn't seem to be problematic, as insurers typically use what's called a direction to pay form to allow this direct interaction with their policyholders, vendors, contractors, or service providers. However, these assignment of benefit forms go much further in that they attempt to transfer legal rights to the entire claim process, including the policyholder's right to attorney's fees, to the vendor or the contractor themselves. And this essentially removes the policyholder from the claims process, and while that might sound like the ultimate inconvenience, it actually acts to make the policyholder, who's the homeowner, the subordinate of that contractor. The contractor now has total control over the homeowner and their insurance claim. They control the filing of the claim, the schedule and the scope of the repair or remediation work, the price of that work, and any potential litigation relating to the claim, including attorney's fees, which are typically owned by the policyholder as an insured homeowner. Some unscrupulous vendors or contractors and their attorneys use these AOB forms and the rights that may come with them to protect their questionable or fraudulent business practices. They use the threat of large attorney's fees to leverage settlements on fraudulent or inflated claims, which ends up creating upward pressure on everyone's homeowners' insurance rates. And this has become a trend of epic proportions in Florida. According to the Department of Financial Services under CFO Jimmy Patronis, there has been a 90,000% increase in AOB lawsuits in Florida since the year 2000. And if you think that that litigation isn't causing everyone to pay higher homeowners insurance rates in Florida, you're sadly mistaken. So this will be the fifth or sixth year that consumers are seeking relief from the Florida legislature to fix this problem. Unfortunately, the special interests and the attorneys who benefit from this legalized fraud have been successful in protecting their business model and thwarting reform legislation on assignment of benefits issue for the past several years. So if the Florida legislature would pass reform legislation on this issue, I think it would go a long way to improving the Florida homeowners insurance marketplace.
Another issue we hear about is prejudgment interest. Alan, why is this issue important to the business community?
I would say that the main reason that prejudgment interest is important or is bad for the business community and as a whole in Florida is because it adds to the instability of the business climate and the unpredictability of the civil justice environment in Florida. Businesses want to know when they're investing capital or deploying additional capital in any given state that they aren't faced with the uncertainty of paying interest on a judgment before that case even is argued in court or a judgment is rendered. And the whole notion of post-judgment interest is to incentivize the liable party to satisfy the judgment against them as soon as possible. You add the interest on once a judgment is rendered and say, if you're not paying this judgment, the interest is going to get tacked on. Prejudgment interest doesn't do that. In fact, prejudgment interest is designed to give a plaintiff or the party suing even greater economic or financial leverage to force a settlement out of a business defendant when a settlement might not be warranted. So it kind of creates an unlevel playing field. The Florida court system is already riddled with unpredictability and instability. In fact, just yesterday, the American Tort Reform released a report deeming the Florida civil justice system the number one judicial hellhole in all of America. So this furthers the unlevel playing field. And also another point I would say, Preston, is judges have the discretion now to allow prejudgment interest in any case. So legislation that would codify prejudgment interest would essentially take away judicial discretion and would mandate that this be applied in all cases, which would clearly drive up the litigation costs for the business community in Florida.
Alan, let's close with this. What does free enterprise mean to you?
Free enterprise to me essentially means that businesses should be free from unnecessary governmental interference or regulations. And the key there, in my opinion, is unnecessary. What's unnecessary governmental interference or regulation? That means that government should only, what's necessary is they should only take a limited role in the regulation of business and do that which either consumers can't do themselves or that businesses won't do themselves for the protection of consumers. On a macro level, I think that is that's represented by the antitrust laws, which are designed to prevent monopolies or restraints in trade. But on a micro level, in my industry, which is insurance and financial services, that consumer protection is insured through two main avenues. The first is regulation of solvency, designed to make sure that institutions have enough money in the bank to cover their possible or probable liabilities. And then the second avenue is market conduct exams, and those are conducted to ensure that consumers are being treated fairly in all aspects of the insurance and financial transaction process. So, you know, outside of that, regulation should be minimized because that results in more competition, more innovation in products and prices, and more speed to market for products to consumers. So that's kind of my vision of free enterprise.